This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. We live in a time when everything from the shoes on your feet to where you like to buy your chicken sandwich seems like a political statement. It can be frustrating that everything has become so political, but it's great to see people so engaged in the national discussion. I heard that early voting in this year's election was up 50% compared to 2 years ago. That's great. At least this time, when everyone is so absorbed by politics, has driven more participation by citizens of all stripes. One thing that should not be political is American agriculture. No matter what party affiliation you have, we all eat. We all want our nation to be food secure, able to feed our people and not have to depend on other countries for our most basic need. Even in this time of political division, we have more in common than not. We all want a strong nation, a strong economy, strong communities, strong families, and strong food production. By the time you hear this, we will know the outcome of this year's elections. Whether the media declares it a red wave or a blue wave, I'm hoping and praying for a green wave, a wave of elected leaders who will be committed to supporting American agriculture as we work to grow our crops, raise our animals, and feed, fuel, and clothe our nation. When the new Congress is sworn in and gets to work, Farm Bureau will be working to educate the new members about the issues that impact our ability to sustain our farms and ranches. We'll let them know that we must continue to rein in government regulations that increase the cost of farming and ranching and, in some cases, even prevent us from being productive. We'll continue to press for solutions to our growing ag labor problem, probably the greatest threat to farmers' ability to grow their operations so they can support growing farm families. We will ask them to work with us to better our struggling farm economy, including opening more markets for our exports. We'll push for resources to fix our crumbling infrastructure, bring more rural Americans to the internet age with broadband access, and support agricultural research to continue the innovation we need to be economically and environmentally sustainable. We will urge them to support our continued growth toward energy independence by growing energy crops in our farms and incentivizing the use of renewable fuels. Whatever the outcome of these midterm elections, let's come together behind our shared goal of supporting and growing American agriculture. There's a quote by Thomas Jefferson that sums it up quite well. Agriculture is our wisest pursuit because it will, in the end, contribute most to real wealth, good morals, and happiness. China's ongoing issues with African swine fever continue as the virus spreads further throughout the country. About a month into the outbreak, AFBF examined the ASF situation, and since then, the number of outbreaks has grown to approximately 40 cases. ASF is a highly contagious viral disease affecting pigs that posts a nearly 100% mortality rate in the infected animals. As there is no vaccine or treatment, culling of the infected pigs and those that have been exposed to the virus is the standard protocol. As this virus continues to spread, it is critically important to note that the virus does not affect humans. Additionally, while this virus is popping up in many places throughout the world, it has not shown up in the U.S., and U.S. pork producers continue to produce a safe, nutritious, and wholesome product for consumers. The many measures China has implemented to prevent the spread of the disease throughout the country has been less effective than hoped. ASF continues to resurface in provinces where it has already been discovered and has continued to spread to other provinces, reaching some of the southernmost provinces in the country. Many in the industry fear that the number of outbreaks may be significantly underreported by the government. The Hill published an op-ed piece from AFBF President Zippy Duval on the importance of broadband for farmers. Duval wrote, "Just like every other U.S. business competing in an increasingly global economy, America's farmers and ranchers need reliable, high-speed internet service." Further, he explained that broadband is no longer a luxury, it is an absolute necessity in our digital age. Farmers need robust broadband networks to foster more efficient, economical, and environmentally responsible agriculture operations. During 2018, nearly 80% of corn and soybean acres planted were covered by a crop insurance revenue protection policy at 70.5 million and 71.2 million acres, respectively. More than 80% of cotton acres were covered by revenue protection at 10.9 million acres. For these three crops combined, farmers paid more than $2 billion in crop insurance premiums and had weighted average coverage levels of 77% for corn, 70% for soybeans, and 76% for cotton. These revenue protection policies include a harvest price option that establishes the rate of crop loss reimbursement at the higher of the spring planting price or the price during harvest. Spring prices for corn and soybeans are determined by averaging the new crop futures contract settlement prices, December for corn and cotton, November for soybeans, during the month-long February price discovery period. Harvest prices are determined by averaging the same new crop futures during the month-long October price discovery period. The spring prices announced in March 2018 were $3.96 per bushel for corn, 76 cents per pound for cotton, and $10.16 per bushel for soybeans. At the beginning of November, the Agriculture Department's Risk Management Agency announced the harvest prices for corn at $3.68 per bushel, cotton at 77 cents per pound, and soybeans at $8.60 per bushel. For corn, the harvest price was 28 cents per bushel below the spring price, marking the sixth consecutive year that harvest prices have been below the spring prices established in February. For cotton, the harvest price was 1 cent per pound above the spring price and the highest harvest price since 2013. For soybeans, the harvest price was down $1.56 per bushel, the largest drop in harvest price since 2014. In a recent article, Civil Eats cited Farmtown Strong, the joint AFBF National Farmers Union campaign, to raise awareness about the opioid crisis in rural America. Civil Eats noted, "It's a dire situation that has put pressure on farming organizations and rural development agencies to step out of their comfort zones and address the crisis." Two national membership organizations, the American Farm Bureau Federation and National Farmers Union, have banded together for the first time. There was very little not to like in this month's jobs report. The Bureau of Labor Statistics pegged job growth at a cool 250,000 new slots. With labor force participation up by 0.2% to 62.9%, this left the unemployment rate at 3.7%. Never forget that changes in labor force participation can have as much of an impact on the unemployment rate as job growth does. Beyond the headline numbers, there were several essentially unchanged figures in the household survey data. The long-term unemployed number, those out of a job for 27 weeks or more, stayed at 1.4 million or 22.5% of the total unemployed. Similarly, there are still 4.6 million people who are involuntarily in part-time positions. The total number of people who are marginally linked to the job market but who did not look for work in the four-week period prior to the survey remains at 1.5 million, almost identical to the figure reported a year ago. A little deeper dive into this figure shows 506,000 people who are not looking for work because they believe there are no jobs that fit their needs or qualifications. Fully two-thirds of the 1.5 million individuals who did not look for work in the four-week period before the survey did so because of school attendance or other family responsibilities. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.